Hello, Sylvia Hartley again. Another little monologue called Fireworks. We've been invited to afternoon tea party, me and Mrs. Webster. It's at Vicarage. It's Mrs. Bartlett, you know, Vicar's wife, that's asked us for being stalwart members of Over 60s Committee for 15 years. Mrs. W were a bit upset about stalwart till I told her it didn't mean fat. She's a bit touchy since she had to buy a pair of size 20 trousers. I don't eat anything hardly, she said. Perhaps seeing her with that packet of chocolate fingers behind tea tent at the gala. It means we've worked hard, that's all, I told her. We deserve a tea party. I wonder who else is going. It's one of those occasions when a frock's called for. Something with a bit of class. I have one. It's blue with tiny flowers on it. And I got it from M&S in sale a couple of years ago. Reduced from £40 to £15. When we got there, we sort of mingled and sat and chatted. Mrs. Ellison were there with other flower ladies and Marjorie Pickles. She used to do guides. Then there were old Miss Broadbent, the one that's always selling raffle tickets, and her natter cronies. About 10 of us all together. Here we had a lovely tea. Tiny sandwiches with no crusts and scones with jam and cream. We'd nearly finished. Mrs. Bartlett stood up to tell us how fantastic we all were. Actually, it were right nice of her. She's really sweet in a sort of mousy way, and she's very good at pastry. Always worth buying her apple pie at the cake stall. She said that she were going to try and keep it seasonal, so she'd booked a bit of entertainment. Well, it were bonfire night, nearly, so we thought it a bit vicar setting off a few Roman candles. But no, this bloke were an indoor fireworks specialist. Broggy Bristow, pyrotechnics. He put a cart through her door last week, and when she rang him, he said he hadn't done one yet, but he needed some experience so he wouldn't charge at full price. Well, in walks this young fella with more hair than I had, and a ring in his nose, and a tattoo of a crow or something on his neck. He must have been 6'6" at least, a giant haystack on legs. Mind you, his T-shirt were clean. But I noticed Miss Broadbent went to stand by the window. He seemed right nervous. I could hardly hear him. Poor Mrs. W were in a state because Cat had run off with her hearing aid and she couldn't find it. What's he saying? She kept asking. But I hadn't a clue. He were muttering something as he set up his workbench. There were little boxes on it and he had a box of matches sticking out of his trouser pocket. He did light a taper, which she somehow got Miss Broadbent to hold. She were a bit nervous, but we gave her a clap. All she had to do was pass it to the lad when he asked for it. It started right well. Lights were switched off, and he sprinkled some fairy dust, so he said, onto a little fire, and it turned into sparklers. It were really pretty. Miss B were bolder, and even lit an ice candle, and something like a Roman candle. We were laughing and clapping, and young Broger, his real name Brian, but he thought Broger sounded more showbiz-like, were making comments, which made our Miss B blush. I'm going to put roses in your cheeks to match those gorgeous lips, he whispered, and she nudged his elbow and told him he were a cheeky lad. Here we all laughed as we watched him light his disco inferno. Now then, it would have been all right if Vicar hadn't opened the door and let Cat in. In dark, it brushed round Miss B's legs and she screamed. She knocked the table and his disco inferno fell over into one of the boxes. Suddenly there were crackles and bangs. Miss B were on the floor and me and Mrs. W were trying to pull her away behind settee away from sparks and smoke. It was chaos. Mrs. Ellison grabbed teapot and emptied it onto the bench. Brogy were grabbing his stuff when suddenly there were a loud bang and purple stars started falling onto the carpet. My dress had a scorch mark on it and Mrs. W's pink jumper had a hole in it. But on his way home, we couldn't help saying that although it was sad to see a grown man crying into a cup of tea that Mrs. Bartlett had made him, it had been worth it just to see his Vesuvius explode.